If I was you, Tom, I would have said David and Goliath.
Is that the right answer then?
Don't rather know, but I reckon it's as good as a guess as Sodom and Gomorrah.
I reckon. So anyways, Jim, Aunt Polly's got me whitewashing the fence now as punishment.
The whole thing? Well, it must be about a mile long.
At least. I ask you, Jim, what's the world coming to when a feller's forced to go to church on Saturday and whitewash a fence on Sunday? Sunday's supposed to be the day of rest.
Well, I won't know nothing about that. What a Douglas makes me milk the cows for her and your aunt every day. Sunday, oh no.
That's because you're a slave, Jim. Everybody knows if you give a slave time off, they get lazy. Say, Jim, if you hate milking so, let me do it, and you can whitewash the fence some.
Can't do that, Tom. Mrs. Paula, she expected you to ask me to whitewash. She said, Jim, you better tend your own business or I'll whack your hide. Whack it good.
Oh, Jim, she's always saying that. But she never whacks anybody, except over the head with her thimble. Look, Jim, I'll give you my white alley marble and show you my sore toe, too. It's a sight to see, all yeller and pussy.
Honest, Master Tom? Your toe's yellow? The truck?
Take a look for yourself.
Jim! Yeah! I'm going, Mrs. Polly! I'm going!
Thomas Sawyer, you pick up them brushes and get to whitewashing right now, front and back!
Yes'm!
That boy. And coat it good and thicker, you'll be doing it twice!
Dagnabbit fence! Woo-woo! Oh, great. Here comes Ben Rogers to jeer at me.
Woo-woo! I said, whoa-whoa!
Oh, hello, Ben. I hardly noticed you. Would you mind not kicking up so much dust? What are you playing at there?
I'm a train, of course. And how about you? What are you supposed to be? Oh, I know. You're Tom Sawyer, the famous Bible scholar.
Whatever you say, Ben.
Well, I say I'm going swimming. Don't you wish you could? But you can't because your old Aunt Polly's punishing you whitewashing the fence.
Ha ha yourself. You may call this punishment, Ben, but all I know is it suits Tom Sawyer.
Oh, come on now. You don't mean to say that you like it.
Why shouldn't I? Tain't every day a boy gets to whitewash a fence, is it? Oops, missed a spot. There, that's better.
Say, Tom, how about you let me whitewash a bit?
You, Ben? Whitewash? Oh, no, no, wouldn't do, Ben. Aunt Polly is mighty particular about this fence. Has to be done just right. And there ain't a boy in 1,000, maybe even 2,000 that she trusted to the job.
Is that so? Oh, come on, Tom. Let me just try. Ain't we friends, Tom? I'd let you do it if it was my fence. Look, I'll give you this apple and this fish hook and line and my kitten with one eye. Oh, please, Tom.
Well, all right. What are friends for? But make sure to coat it nice and thick, you hear?
So Tom retired to the cool shade of the nearby oak, munching on Ben's apple to supervise. There were others who just happened by to jeer at Tom's misfortune, too, for such is the nature of boys. But soon they found themselves begging Tom for a turn in exchange for their most prized possessions. A fragment of chalk, a tin soldier, a glass doorknob with no door. And by the time an astonished Aunt Polly pronounced the fence done and done, Tom's pockets were bursting with boyish treasures. So he set off to find his best friend Huck, and it didn't have far to look.
Psst, Tom. Hey there, Tom.
Huck Finn? What you doing hiding under our wagon?
I ain't hiding, just lazing in the shade, waiting for you to happen by. I come to your house earlier, but that tattletale toady of a brother of yours said you was in big trouble and slammed the door in my face. But I figured you'd sneak off sooner or later. Here, help me with these gunny sacks.
Sure. What's in them?
Well, he's got apples and turnips, and that one is potatoes that the widow gave me in exchange for chores.
Good, you saw the widow then. What's in this one?
See for yourself.
The widow Douglas's cat? Is it?
Yep. Dead as a doornail. The widow pert near stepped on it when she walked out onto the porch this morning. You should have heard the screams. Paid me 2 bits to take it away.
Willikers, 2 whole bits? What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Sell it, maybe. Meantime, we'll take everything to the raft, which I moved upstream, by the way.
What? You took our raft on our maiden voyage without me?
Had to. There was a stranger hanging around, and I didn't want him to steal it. Anyways, I noticed you finished working on it without me.
Well, when your pap snuck you both out of town without even saying goodbye, I wasn't sure you'd come back. But what about the stranger?
A mysterious stranger with white flowing hair and a big sombrero on his back.
Wearing a dirty yellow serape with green goggles? Oh, that ain't no stranger. That's the old Spaniard. He started begging around town right after you left. He's harmless, deaf, and half blind. I think he's mostly mute, too. Leastwise, I never heard him do more than the grunt. You'll see a lot of him if you're gonna live with the widow. She gives him food all the time.
Live with the widow? What are you, nuts? She'd treat me like I'm a charity case, just like that old Spaniard.
She don't think of you like that, Huck. She cares about you, especially with your pap in prison.
Why don't you go live with her then, her and her fancy ways? I'd rather live in a rain barrel than let anybody civilize me. Give me my taters.
Wait. Oh, don't be mad, Huck. I didn't mean nothing by it. Don't you want the cat, Huck?
You keep it. Bring it to the cemetery before midnight.
The cemetery? But Huck, come back!
Listen for my cat calling. Don't be late.
See you tonight then, Huck! Oh!
Oh, hello. Remember me? Becky Thatcher?